Hey guys, this is Peter Collette from realestateblackbook.com, and today in episode number 2 of this video series, I wanted to talk to you about social media. The reason why I want to talk to you about social media is because I hear a lot of people in different forums, different even social media websites say that social media does not work for real estate. The reason they're saying that is because real estate is an offline type of business. You go out to somebody's house, you help them out, you flip the house, you meet with the client, you sit through them, and you discuss different options they can have and so forth. So their argument is that social media can't work because it's an online type of business as opposed to an offline. What they're getting wrong there is totally not true. You can make a lot of money, you can make a lot of leads for your own business, you can generate a lot of traffic, you can bring a lot of people to your website and so forth, and create authority rank for your own business and for yourself and your community. Imagine, for instance, today in this economy and in, you know, with the internet being so powerful and everything, a lot of people are on the internet. In a recent survey, I think it was over 80-some% of people went on the internet to research properties before they ever go out into the real world. Think about this. Over 80% of buyers went on the internet to research before they ever went outside to look at the property. Now think about how powerful that is. You can basically go out there, get in front of those people, find out where they hang out, and get in front of them and be helpful and provide some services without expecting anything from them. Don't expect to sell these people. Don't sell them. Don't, say what you are doing and so forth. Just be out there, be helpful, and help those people out. Believe me, before you know it, they will ask you to help them. They will come out and say, "Hey, Peter, what do you do? You know, you're very helpful. You've done so much for me. You did this and you did that, and you provided so much value. What do you do?" And then you can talk to them. You can say, "Well, this is what I do. I provide services in such and such a way. And I can do this, I can do that. And if you want, we can set something up and maybe we can work something out. I can help you out, Imagine how powerful that is, especially on the internet. You are able to get in front of hundreds of people as opposed to one-to-one interaction with people when you are in the real estate world. I mean, granted, there are bandit signs you can post on the street, but most of the bandit signs I see, especially around in my neighborhood, they're placed in the wrong places because somebody is going 50 miles an hour and there is no way they can see the bandit sign. So going on social network sites such as Twitter and so forth, Facebook, Bigger Pockets, Real Estate Investor, those websites can help you tremendously, especially, when you are targeting investors. If you are a wholesaler or, somebody who likes to flip properties, imagine how many rehabbers and how many people you can find on these social networking sites to get yourself a house, to flip the house to them. It is very, very powerful. So what I wanted to make sure that you are aware of in this episode, to go out there, create a profile. I would suggest that you go and start with Facebook, Twitter, biggerpockets.com, realestateinvestor.com, and stick with these social media websites because they are very powerful and they can help you a lot. Once you create a profile, put something very, friendly in there. Don't sell into the profile. Make sure you put your website link in there and so forth, because you can get some good traffic from there, but don't sell too much in there. Just interact, help with people, talk to them, provide your own expertise with different posts and so forth. And that is going to help you tremendously. I've been able to get a lot of different leads coming back to my site and to my business just from interacting on social media sites. And these people asked me to help them. They asked me to sell one of my products or whatever the case may be. So make sure you do that and you'll see your business is going to start changing in a way you didn't think before, and it's going to bring more traffic. It's going to bring more targeted traffic as opposed to untargeted traffic. So make sure you do that. That's my tip for today. I hope you enjoy this. put your comments below and in the blog and let me know what you think about that. And in the next episode, I'll talk about something else. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this little episode. Again, this is Peter Collett from realestateblackbook.com, and I hope to see you soon on my next episode of Real Estate Internet Marketing Strategies with me, your host, Peter Collett.